most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. Listen and hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to another Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Well, you know, summer's over. I've got a great season for you guys coming up. This is going to be my fourth season here on LA Talk Radio. How you all doing? So check this out. That's like almost 4 years. All right, here's the story. Y'all know tonight is Emmy night. The Emmys 2011 red carpet's happening. Actually, the awards are already happening, but we got a glimpse of the red carpet. I'm going to have the one and only fashion designer. Y'all know her, Farah Angsana. She did her show at the Mercedes-Benz Fashion New York this season. Amazing, fantastic reviews from UK Vogue to Italian Vogue. The woman got it going on. Rumor is she also might be the new housewife of New York. That's the buzz we heard today. So we'll see about that. I don't know if she can confirm it or not, but maybe we won't even talk about it. That's how hush it is. But here's the story, y'all. Coming up tonight, we've got some political talk. Thelonious Monk is back. Y'all loved him so much. We're bringing him back. Nico Bloom is going to be here. And, of course, Jamie Chandler is going to be here. So we're going to have some wonderful political talk. But y'all know fashion's where it's at this week. So we're going to talk about the red carpet moments. How y'all doing? I missed you all. Summer's over. I'm back. I got to apologize for last week's show. I was so tired. You know, it just seems like summer kicked me in the ass. How was your summer? I want you guys to email me, max@maxtucci.com. Twitter me. Go to twitter.com/maxtucci. Find me there. You can find me on Facebook. Let's get interactive this season. I want your stories. I want to bring you involved. I want to have you on. I want you, my audience, to be part of the show. Does that sound cool to you? Well, hit us up. The lines here are 323-203-0815. Speaking of, you know we have a free app, so I don't know why I don't have it on your smartphones right now, because it's free and you could take me on the go with you. Speaking of on the go, I want to be your lover. Damn, I wish I was all of your lover. I do. I really do. So you know what? There's only one way that I could express my love to you, and that's through song. Sophie B. Hawkins, Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover on Max and Friends. Farah Angsana, when we're back.
Oh, open up, go inside, I'll tell you all, I'm gonna make you cry.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. Welcome back. Hey, before we go into a fashion segment of Hot Topics, Ronan, hold on one second. We're going to say happy birthday to Diane and my buddy Vinny Mac. Happy birthday. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Hey, I got to let you know, I'm in New York right now, staying at the Surrey Hotel. If you're in New York and you want the five-star treatment and the butler service and the beautiful views of Manhattan, rooftop terrace, and Coco, who's our doorman, the best place to be is the Surrey Hotel. Check out the Surrey Hotel, New York. I promise you, once you check in, you'll never want to leave. Didn't that sound like a great commercial, even though it wasn't supposed to be one? Where's my money, Surrey? But anyway, we've got Hot Topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic, and you know we're going to drop it on.
Pick a topic, because we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. It's 11:11. Make a wish, people. I made my wish just now. Anyhow, so here's the story. Red Carpet Emmys 2011. The dresses were wild, but they're not as wild as my dear friend Farah Angsana, who is really one of the most talented designers we have right now in New York, people. So celebrities, tune in, because we want to get you dressed and looking your best at the Emmys, at the Oscars, at the Golden Globes, Eva LaRue. Check this out. We're going to have you all dressed in Farah Angsana, but before we dress you in her, we are going to talk about the celebrities. Farah, pull up your mic and welcome back to Max and Friends. Hello, Farah. Well, you know, Farah, tonight we're going to talk about the red carpet. So what I want to do with you, girl, is just talk about what's going on in Hollywood, in LA, tonight on the red carpet. The stars are looking magnificent. And there's only one way we're going to find out, aren't we, Farah?
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, tonight, have you been watching this red carpet Emmys?
I watched briefly, yes, but there are a lot of dresses. There are a lot of dresses that I love in this year's Emmy.
Okay, well, I want to talk about right now. I mean, for me, I always want to start with what I think is the worst. And I know you don't think there's any worse dress. Well, do you think there's a worse dress this year?
I don't think any worse dress at all this year. I'm not allowed to say it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that right off the bat, everyone, Gwyneth Paltrow looked a mess. I don't know who her stylist is, but I'm not happy with what Gwyneth Paltrow's wearing lately. She just doesn't do it for me. How did you think she looks, Farah?
Well, that dress is by Emilio Pucci, Italian old house, old-fashioned house.
From Florence, yeah.
Yes, from Florence. It's just depending on who sees it. Not everyone's taste, but that kind of look is not for the red carpet. But it's beautiful. I can appreciate the embroidery. I can appreciate the look, but it's just not for the Emmy look.
No, I agree with you. What do we think of Lea Michele in that wonderful red dress, that jet black hair?
It's beautiful, pretty, but it doesn't do anything to me because it's the same. You can just see it as the same old Marquesa look. It doesn't do anything to me because it's just too simple.
It is. But, you know, the back had that beautiful draping, but it's just I like a dress to be the wow factor. I like a dress to be a showstopper. And I got to tell you, although I'm not a fan of hers, and I think there was too much cleavage, Christina Hendrick looked amazing in that champagne, heavily beaded gown. And she's got some hips on her.
Well, she's a very voluptuous lady, and I think that she's beautiful.
She's like the white Beyoncé. You know, and then we had Claire Danes, who was wearing, again, a lot of beads on the red carpet, Farah, and you're known for your beads. Why do you think beading and embroidery is so special to do on the red carpet?
Well, that is a very hard question. That's a very hard answer for me to – I mean, a very hard question for me to answer because I'm just doing my embroidery in my own way, but and the designer is doing it in a different way. And Claire Danes is wearing a sequins dress, not a beaded dress. There's a difference between sequins mm-hmm. and a beaded dress.
A lot of sequins, a lot of beads, a lot of embroidery as well. But there's a lot on the red carpet. There's also a lot of simplicity. You know, I've got to tell you, I think for her age, Christine Baranski looks amazing.
Yes, she is. Yes, she was. She looked amazing for her age. And not only her, simplicity seems to be very in at the moment. I love Kate Winslet in Elisab, in Red Elisab long dress. It's so simple, so elegant, so it is so sophisticated. And another actress that I like is Sofia Vergara in Vera Wang. Although the dress is not very Vera Wang, which is not Vera Wang at all, which is, I'm so shocked, it's designed by Vera Wang. But the dress on her look amazing.
It and does look amazing. You know who I think looks great too is Julia Stiles. Looks so pretty.
Okay.
You don't think so? What about Jane Lynch? You know, she's hosting them. I think she looked really plain and boring. I think the dress was too low for her cleavage. And quite honestly, I mean, she just didn't look right to me on the red carpet, Jane.
Let's see. Let's talk something that's beautiful, shall we? I love even Rachel Wood in Elisab, in black sequin Elisab dress. I think that is the winner.
Well, Eva LaRue from CSM Miami, you know, she's a friend of ours here. She looked beautiful for the red carpet. Good job, Eva.
She looked beautiful, yes.
She did look great. You know, I've got to tell you, do you have a best dressed, Farah?
Yes, I do have a best dress goes to even Rachel Wood in Elisab and Kobe Smulders and Juliana Rancis.
Well, you know who my best dressed is, Farah? Nina Dobrev. She looked beautiful in that red gown. They did all of that beautiful gathering at the bottom. She looked stunning, red carpet. Gorgeous. She looked beautiful.
Yeah, she looked very beautiful. She looked like a cartoon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I've got to tell you, I also had a tie. Kelly Osbourne looks amazing.
Yeah, she does.
What did you think of Kelly Osbourne's look?
I love the look, yes. She turned into a very beautiful young lady.
Beautiful. Well, speaking of young lady, there was a lot of old ladies there tonight at the red carpet looking good. You know, I've got to tell you, there's so many fashion faux pas, and I think Juliana Rancic looks awful. You know, y'all can check these out tonight. Lara Spencer, again, too much fabric. I got to tell you all, when you're dressing the red carpet, you got to keep in mind that, you know, there's an image you have to portray. Farah, if you could design a dress for anyone, who would it be for red carpet?
For myself.
Well, speaking of, there's rumor that, you know, you might be the next Housewives of New York. Do you have anything to say about that?
How is the weather today, Max? Do you like the weather today?
I think the weather is wonderful, and I think that your PR team has groomed you perfectly in avoiding the question. Well, Farah, you know what? You have a wonderful night, because Max and Friends is going to continue, because we're going to go from fashion to politics, speaking of the political way to answer questions. Farah Angsana, check out. You can all, there's, when are you posting your video from your collection?
It'll be this week.
This week, so we can all take a look at that. And your website, tell everyone your website.
My website is farahangsana.com, FarahAngsana.com, farahangsana.com.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we're going to go there to see some beautiful fashions. Farah, you have a wonderful night, and thank you so much for being part of Max and Friends.
Thank you for having me.
Hot Topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and then we're going to drop it on.
We're going to drop it on Max and Friends. But before we drop that, y'all, it's time to hide your kids and hide your wives, because we're going to get some political stuff going on here that's not going to be too G-rated, let's say. Because we got Felonious Monk, Jamie Chandler, and Nico Bloom coming on, and we are going to give you the dish on what's going on between Obama, my girl Nafi. You remember Nafi with Dominique Strauss? She was here. He says, suck my dick. Well, we're going to talk about dick sucking, depression, and politics on Max and Friends. So stay tuned, because we've got some good stuff coming up. And until then, hide your kids by our boy Antoine Dotson and the Gregory Brothers.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we're going to find you, we're going to find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints, and all you are so dumb.
I was attacked by some idiot in the project, so had your kids, had your wife, had your kids, had your wife, had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband, because they're breaking everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
Got fine nine bags here. Coffee complexion, no cut like a Caesar. With some new ways and a thin, clean cut, very smooth face. Seeing my sister when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did.
He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and welcome back to another segment of Max and Friends. Y'all check it. Where else can you find a radio show where we have a top fashion designer give us the scoop on the Emmys to talking about politics? Well, you're only going to find it here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. So I want y'all to check this out. Go get the app on your smartphone, okay? By the way, that was our boy Antoine Dotson and the Gregory Brothers. Hide your kids, hide your wives, because you know we're going to get dirty up in here, because we're talking about Dominic Strauss and Nafi. You know, Nafi and I are like first term bases. You know, the whole he says soak my dick and grab me and push me. So her, we're going to talk about her. And before we talk about her, y'all remember our boy Felonious Monk on YouTube, over a million hits in like a week. That's what's up. Well, he's back tonight because y'all asked for him. So when you ask for somebody on Max and Friends, Max delivers. Because that's – I'm like, you know, I'm like – I'm better than DiGiorno. I deliver. So check this out. We're going to talk about politics, and I want you to be a part of the show tonight. So I want you to Twitter me. Go to Max Tucci at Twitter or twitter.com/Max Tucci. Hit me up with your questions because we're going to be answering them only if they pertain to Obama, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, that's our boy, you know, DSK, how you doing? We're also going to talk about the World Trade Center and that fountain that just looks like you're going to go for a Pepsi and a piss down there. All due respect, love you all. I do. My cousin died. We lost a restaurant there, my uncle. But we got to be real about that. Very feng shui bad. Bad, bad, bad. The fountain should be shooting up, not going down. But we're going to talk about that with Nikki because that pissed her off. But before we get there, I want you to hit me up on Twitter because I'm going to give you the scoop. But before that, guess what? We got that rant again that y'all love so much. Go on YouTube, Felonious Monk Obama rant, but you don't got to go to YouTube. All you got to do is go to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Why, Ronan? Because we got it here. Hit it. And when we're back, Nico Bloom, Jamie Chandler, and Felonious Monk on Max and Friends. Hit it.
Man, Felonious Monk, man, I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanations today. It's going to be a straight stop it be. This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook? A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit. We've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face is capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people is proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got... It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why it's 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light. But you see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck... I can't... Ah! Fuck out of here.
Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
That's my heartbeat, y'all, because we're going to shout and let it all out, because that was Felonious Monk ranting about Obama. But tonight we're going to rant about every politician that's out there, from Sarah Palin to Obama to Dominic Strauss-Kahn, because he was the next presidential candidate for France. So, Nicole, how you doing? Welcome back, baby.
It's wonderful to be back. It's been a little while.
You know, speaking of be black, what back? Why do I sound like I'm black?
There you go.
You know, I got a Twitter. Someone just tweeted me. They're like, are you Max Tucci white? I'm like, we're talking about politics, not about race. But anyway, Nikki, I'm glad you're here.
Sarah Palin.
I know, right? Hey, Jamie, I know that's your voice. How you doing, Jamie?
Good, thanks.
And we got Felonious. What's up, Felonious?
I'm in the building. It looks like it's going to be fun.
It's going to be off the hook. We're going to go. So, Nikki Bloom, since this is your segment.
Can I just respond to Felonious's rant first, too, when
rant,
we start?
Of course, Jamie. Yeah. What's up?
So, Felonious, I think you're right by bringing up China, but China is not the – they're the largest foreign nation that owns our debt, right? 36%.
Yeah. But the majority of the debt obviously is owed to the American people.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that, and I'm actually glad you brought that up. Just the point of reference, China right now has $3.6 trillion in budget surplus at a time where we're trying to figure out how to get rid of some of this $14.6 trillion in deficit that we have. Mm-hmm. And Part of the issue I have is the accounting practices that we've used that were so screwed up for so long that we're just realizing that $14.6 trillion number seemed like it caught everyone off guard, but it wasn't. This isn't a new thing. And, you know, it's the same thing we did with the war where we didn't tell people for a long, long time, and it was costing us $1 trillion a year. Mathematically,
yeah, the true cost still isn't even, you know, mentioned. The way the Bush administration got around that was by doing these supplemental budget requests every 6 months, $85 billion, whatever.
You know what I want to talk about real quick, y'all, since we were talking about China, there was one way that we could have brought that debt down a little bit, and I think Nikki's going to agree with me. You know, we all had Miss Universe. Shout out to my girl. What's up, Miss Angola? How you doing? But, yo, we should have made Miss China Miss Universe, Donald Trump. What the fuck were you thinking?
You need to put her Miss China, and then
take away some debt. What's up, right, Nikki?
There you go.
Well, yeah, I thought that was going to be a whole political thing. The one time in, I don't know, 10 years that I watched Miss Universe, I thought for sure it was going to be China. Yes. We owe them that much.
We do owe them
I think
that
we
much.
Should just raise the biggest world manufacturer of drink umbrellas. That would solve all our problems.
Since we're speaking of pretty women, I don't know, y'all might disagree with me, but Sarah Palin is actually a hot woman. You know, I know that we get a lot of emails on people in politicians who men would want to sleep with, and women's, obviously, because, you know, that's how people roll. I mean, unless you want to hit it up with, like, you know, what was his name? Wiener. But check this out. I swear Wiener was going to be on Grindr. I was waiting for his picture to float up on some gay website that Wiener was hit doing the boys. But check it. Sarah Palin's a hot woman, and a lot of guys want to do her, and she's like – told everyone that she hit it up with cocaine, black and blue, this and that. Nikki, what do you want to discuss with Sarah Palin?
Yeah, well, you know, it's all, it could be, it might not, it's hearsay. I think one of the reports also came from the National Enquirer, which is legit because they did bring out Jonathan Edwards' scandal, which everyone else didn't believe. People have done things in the past. If you pull out everybody's track record, president, politics, Republican, Democrat, not that it's justifiable, but they say she had mounds of cocaine on the snowmobile and snorted off of the snowmobile, and she had an affair with her husband's business partner. Who knows? It's just more things of scandal because she is pretty. If she was an ugly woman, you wouldn't hear any scandalous stuff. We never heard... Well, maybe politic-wise, but Hillary Clinton, we didn't hear too much. We heard scandalous stuff, but not attacking her looks or anything. But she gets attacked because she is a beautiful woman and, you know, somewhat smart.
What do you think of that, Felonious?
Well, to speak about Hillary Clinton, first of all, even Bill didn't want to hit that. He chose Monica Lewinsky over her, so... I'm not saying that no one does, but if your husband doesn't, I'm sorry, Hillary, love you, but here's the thing about Sarah Palin. She's been a scandal since it all came. No one knows why she was the choice. And let's all be honest. There's not a Republican on the planet who can say this is a good reason why we chose Sarah Palin to run with McCain. There was nothing that she did to strengthen the ticket except she was attractive. And they talked about that throughout the last election, and they'll talk about that for the rest of her career, whether she slept with her husband's business partner and sniffed coke or slept with Glenn Rice, which was another report that was out there. I mean, obviously he didn't play defense in the league, so he wasn't going to try and stop her either. It's just, I mean, Sarah Palin is a caricature. Tina Fey does Sarah Palin better than Sarah Palin does. I'd probably vote for Tina Fey before I'd vote for Sarah Palin. So, you know, Nikki, I think you're right. She's an attractive woman, relatively bright. That's arguable. And that's not a shot at her intelligence. I'm just saying she hasn't said anything to me. The smartest thing she's done right now is not run.
Jamie, what do you think?
Yeah,
Jamie?
I agree. I mean, well, she's not going to run. I mean, what she's doing is she's getting attention by, you know, tantalizing the audience. But she actually will lose relevance over the next couple months, because once the front runners emerge in the Republican Party, the lion's share of the media attention is going to be going to them. And her role as the de facto Tea Party spokesperson, you know, it's just not going to be there anymore.
Unless she starts.
I think a big purpose.
What do you think, Nikki?
I think a big purpose that she serves for the Tea Party and even the Republican Party. She stirs the pot. She, you know, creates distractions and whenever she speaks. And I think it's just, you know, I don't really think she has any intention of running. And I agree, although a lot of Republicans like her, I don't know too many Republicans that would put her or would like to see her run for such a powerful position in office. But she, I think her main objective is just to stir the pot, and she does an excellent job at that.
And she does well at that, exactly. And, you know, she's not going to do – she doesn't want to be within that – normative structure of running for president or being part of the establishment. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why she resigned as governor. You know, she's got much more freedom to say what she wants in the mode that she's in now.
Well, instead of stirring the pot, homegirl needs to start smoking the pot. Speaking of, we got to transition into something else. Check this out. You know, downtown, because I'm in New York, y'all, so I went down to the memorial, saw it. I know Nikki's got to talk about it because it caused so much traffic in New York with all the politicians here, you know. But Nikki, there's something that pisses you off more about the traffic that was in New York than the new September 11th memorial. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, that's lots of things. I'll try to keep it down to a few things. We were at one point discussing the water around that. And in one of the articles I read, one of the children thought it was an amusement park. And it's, I think the whole thing, just back to the memorial, that they did it on, you know, 10 years, I think every year it should be acknowledged. However, there were no, people pointed out there were no planes flying overhead with the American flag. There was really no mention of the terrorists. It was almost as if it just happened. How did it happen? We don't know. It's almost like, how did the plane hit the building? Who flew the plane? The plane flew themselves into the building? I mean, it's just the whole thing, it's...
Let me tell you, the memorial, you know, it's a fountain that has water pouring into the earth instead of shooting out of the earth. And I think it would just been a little more appropriate. It's like the water, when a fountain shoots up, the water goes to heaven. Like the spirits can go to heaven. You don't need this depressing thing. I think we all should have built buildings 20 times the size with a big brass middle finger that says, fuck you, Felonious. What do you think?
Buddy of mine says it all the time. I've got 10 fingers. I wish they were all middle fingers. you know, the thing about the memorial, and there's always going to be – this is a tough issue for me. Here's the reason it's a tough issue. There are a gazillion conspiracy theories out there. We all know Michael Moore's side of the story. But I think the way that they handle things, and this is what screws me up, the government has done a great job of marketing whatever the hell they want to market to the people and keeping us focused on, you know, football and Kim Kardashian and everything but politics. And here they have an opportunity to actually bring us back together, because we've never seen as much patriotism as we saw in the days directly after 9/11. And here's an opportunity for them to bring that back. And they gave us this fuckery. And, I've searched for a word. You know, I had an opportunity to think about this for a while, and I searched for a word, and it's fuckery. And it's not to disrespect the memory of the people who died, the firefighters who were there, anyone who was in the buildings. But what I'm saying is there was not enough community involvement, in my opinion, on what they should have done. Like you said, two middle fingers straight to the sky, or put the towers back up. I think you made the point to me earlier that in China or in Dubai or in a gazillion other places, they can build
They would have built these buildings in six months.
They would have
had them done.
I agree, Flo. It's enough, though. You know, you got to factor in the city government. I mean, you know, the whole process was dominated by a few politicians who had very close relationships with the real estate companies, Christine Quinn, Mayor Bloomberg, and so forth.
With what?
What about the name?
Nikki, wait a second. Jamie, did you just say that the politicians had some type of relationship with real estate, with private sector? Get the – no. No. Let me tell you something, Jamie. What you will not do is slander my government and say that somehow money is involved in the decision-making process. That is not American. That is just fine.
Well, I guess I shouldn't go down to that protest on Wall Street tomorrow.
You sure should.
Well, speaking of the protest, Jamie,
nothing.
You know what's going on, Felonious, with the Wall Street protest, and give us the site where we can find it so people get educated in this country.
I definitely will. And I want to make sure that people understand this is OccupyWallStreet.org, OccupyWallST.org. Now, I will say this. Allegedly, there's some people who are involved in organizing this that I won't say they're unsavory, but they're questionable. Everyone doesn't get behind it. But again, anytime anything is politicized, there are going to be people who are for it and against it. What I will say is this. The whole movement is supposedly to draw attention to the fact that Wall Street and big business has too much of an influence financially in our government. And so there are people camping out right now all around Wall Street and trying to disrupt Wall Street's activities. Now, I had a conversation with a gentleman earlier today, and he said, hey, the people who are really going to be affected are the floor traders. It's not fair to them. Most of them are middle-class people just trying to earn a living, and they're going to be the ones that are mostly disrupted. My thought on that, and it's unfortunate, I hate the term, the war-term collateral damage, but at this point, in our, I don't know, this point in our history, I think going forward, this will be a point where people look back and say this is where either change was made or we imploded. And so, unfortunately, there are going to be some steps taken, you know, civil rights era type steps, sit-ins. I hate to see anyone. I don't want the dogs to get turned on anyone or hoses to get turned on them, but I think we're pretty close to where the government has pretty much just disregarded the people for so long that we've gotten to a point where the civil disobedience is not coming from the normal, the minorities aren't doing it. This is middle America being civilly disobedient. And you look over at the UK at their riots, and I'm not suggesting and I don't hope that it gets to that level. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the UK and you look at what's going on over there, those riots were not led by immigrants. Those riots were not led by the marginalized minority groups. Those riots were led by people, when you put the cameras on them, they look just like you or me. And that's what the Occupy Wall Street organization is doing right now. Whether you're for it or against it, I say go to the website, look at what they're doing. If you don't have a better solution, I don't know what to do. I mean, Dylan Ratigan has gone on air and ranted about it. I've spazzed out about it. You just heard what I had to say about it in that video clip. I've done a couple other videos similar to that. And they don't seem to care. They don't care. We're going to keep money in business. We're going to keep money in the government, and there's nothing you can do about it. You don't have enough money to stop them. And pretty much we're at the point now where the only way you can stop putting money in the government is to put more of your own money in the government to make them stop. And it's not going to happen. I mean, we know marijuana. You just said Sarah Palin needs to just smoke something. She probably does, but you can go back historically and look. Cigarettes, alcohol, legal. Marijuana, illegal. The only reason we can really find to justify it is the lobbies. There's no good pot lobby, and most people who smoke pot are not going to get up off their ass and go lobby for anything because they're high. I get it. Yeah, you know. But, I mean, the government has always been controlled by special interest groups, and when you think about special interest groups, understand that generally they're minority groups. And when you have a democracy, when you're supposed to be led by the will of the people, and a small portion of those people determines what the government does, that's a sort of political terrorism. And I hate to use those types of terms, but it's a sort of political terrorism where you have a fraction group, a small splinter group that is loud, vocal, and financially well off, and they can pay to have things done. And it screws the rest of the people, and we just have to deal with it. So OccupyWallST.org.
Speaking of screwed, hold that thought real quick because I'm going to get screwed if we don't play this. Hey, Ronan, what's everybody listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Sushi, and that was Felonious Monk. He's still with us. Nico Bloom is here, and Jamie Chen is here, and we're just getting started on a good debate of politics, y'all. I got to say hi to Adele for tuning in. How you doing, Adele? Well, check this out, y'all. Jamie, I know you got some stuff to say, and let's just segue real quick because time is not, you know, time is like the government. It lies, and I thought we had more, but clearly we don't. So, Jamie, I know you want to talk about Obama and allegedly being depressed. What's going on with this story?
Well, let me just go back and add to some of the stuff that Felonious said. I mean, I agree totally that, you know, the system since the 70s, the special interests have been dominating politics, in particular, even within the special interests, there's a very disparate influence across the board. The business interests have much more of a role in determining legislation than, you know, smaller groups like civil rights groups and so forth. But in order to change that, Felonious, you're advocating some kind of, you know, grassroots level mobilization, right? Protests.
and so forth.
I kind of feel like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I'll take an answer.
What?
I'll take an answer. I'll take suggestions on that one. Anything we can do to change it, you know.
I agree. I mean, I think that these grassroots movements work, but fundamentally, many of them are coordinated by the same groups that play a stake in government. I mean, you look at the Tea Party movement, which has been argued as a grassroots movement, is actually being coordinated by a very small group of powerful, very wealthy individuals. So to actually get people motivated to respond to such a complex issue as, you know, businesses controlling government, most people are not going to do that because they're tuned out. You know, they only react when there's something really pushing them to do that. So then what do? You say, okay, well, maybe it needs to come from the political level, but the politicians are not going to reform themselves in doing that. Which is why I'm working on this op-ed piece right now where I'm proposing that instead of having congressional elections for the House, right, which is one of the reasons why we have so much money in politics, because these people are constantly running, we scrap that for the House and we have a lottery in each district. So people opt in, they choose to serve, and then they have the potential of being randomly selected to be a congressman. So you wouldn't have any more election for Congress every 2 years. You still have it for the Senate, maybe, and the president, definitely. But you would be chosen by the lottery to serve, and then this would take the special interest at least out of the election process.
Well, speaking of special interests, I got to hold you off there because I do want to talk about Obama.
Okay,
and I know that special interest with Nikki. Sorry, Jamie, because time is short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you all want to give me 2 hours, go to Delta.com. Tell them how much you love them. But check this out,
sorry.
Nikki. I know you have some special interest in Obama allegedly being depressed. What do you think of that, Nick?
Well, I want to answer that, but I do also want to comment on something we were talking about special interests.
Make it quick. Well,
excuse me?
Make it quick,
yeah, make
like
it
the
quick,
government. Let's go. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think that's a mutual, it works both ways. It's a mutual relationship. There's a lot of businesses invested in the government, and there's a lot of government invested in businesses. And just one of them right now, I think it's Solyndra, it's a solar panel company. And I might be saying it wrong, but the government, they were one of the biggest fundraisers for Obama. And when Obama took office, the government gave $500 million to this company, and now it's bankrupt. In fact, the FBI is investigating it now. So I think that's a mutual relationship. Businesses help the government. The government, you know, does a lot for businesses. I'm not saying it's correct. I think it's corrupt. But anyway, Obama being depressed, yeah. Well, I think anybody would be in his position. He wanted this government role. He got it. I think, you know, he thought he would be an actor and a showman, and there's a lot riding on him now. They say unemployment rate is at 9%. I don't know. Maybe they're looking in tri-state area, or they're looking.
Wait. Let unemployment. Hold on. Hold your horses. Hey, Nikki, hold up real quick with the unemployment rate. I had this big debate the other night. Y'all need to check this out, America. The unemployment rate might be 9%. That still means 91% of this country is still working. So let's not all get depressed
way to look
and
at it.
Caught up in that
very, very
shit.
Positive way 91% of looking at it.
91% is still working.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is that 9.1% is an average.
And if I want to still have this job next week, I got to wrap this up.
All right, let's go. Are we going to still talk about Obama being depressed?
Hold on, we do. Adele wants to let everyone know Obama needs to stop pandering. But you know what? Listen, how about this? You guys want to come back next week and we'll talk about Obama being depressed? Because maybe we're in the papers by then. Does that sound cool?
I'm depressed. Yeah.
We don't know. He might have committed suicide by then.
No, he's not on.
Or he might go
out
in the corner and hang out with Sarah Palin
on watch? Is he on watch?
He
could be on
watch. Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Listen, I've never had a week as bad as his week. You know, Nikki brought up a good point with Solyndra. I've never had a week that bad, man. This guy's, you know, he's fighting for this jobs bill. He's got Solyndra on his back. He's, you know, it's a gazillion
things.
Change.
He's changing it.
It's bad.
To Obama's credit, how much is the
color of his hair has changed. It's gone to gray.
All right.
And you know what I say? How much money have...
This is what I say. Tell me, Jamie, what up?
To Obama's credit, we have spent hundreds of billions of dollars on experimental defense systems and research that never panned out. You know, I mean, this fund was established to give companies that were trying to do innovative stuff an opportunity to try to make it happen. And some of them are
failing. And that's what I'm trying to do here on LA Talk Radio is make it happen for 2 hours. So companies, send your money to me because we got to wrap this up.
We're not behaving tonight.
Hey, Max, Max, real quick. Real quick, though, good point that Jamie just made. Jamie just said that the purpose of that money was for.
For what? Because change doesn't change until you change. That's what I got to tell Obama.
Change it.
So, y'all, listen, we can change. Don't change the dial Sunday nights because you want to be on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio because we're going to have Felonious, we're going to have Jamie, and we're going to have Nikki back next Sunday. Does that work for you all?
Let's do it every Sunday. I don't care.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, until the government actually changes, you're going to have Max and Friends political talk right here on LA Talk Radio. So what was everyone just listening to? My boy.
Shout Back with Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and you are listening to LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, y'all. Whoo, it just got hot. What's the song? It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, I'm going to take my clothes off, and I'm going to go. Love you all for listening, and remember to take life to the max. CBS News is next. Talk to you soon, and have a wonderful week. Love y'all.